This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
We have the August recess for Congress, giving us additional opportunities to talk to some of the folks who represent Oregon. U.S. Senator Ron Wydner, Senior Senator. Ron, Senator, good morning.
Hey, Kyle, thanks for having me back.
So, a lot going on. I know as you are out in Portland today, going to be, well, we'll talk about your schedule here in a bit, but one of the first things that pops up and probably saw flying in is the wildfire situation. Wanted to ask you about that. I know we've got a new fire down by Rogue River, a few hundred acres at this point, but a lot of concerns. I mean, it's really dry out there.
Yeah, and this summer is really going to be about fire and about health care. And I got to tell you, it was not a pretty picture in Central Oregon. You know, what I did is basically left the Senate floor when we wrapped up. You know, I was able to get the tax relief so that people, you know, who've lost their home don't get clobbered by the IRS, went right to the airport and flew home. And I'm telling you, in Central Oregon, it is really bad. They told me point blank they had about 1,600 firefighters and people working with them, and they needed 3,200. They needed double. And I think the Trump people basically don't understand. You got to fight fires with fresh people and not stale equipment.
And obviously, we keep adding to the number of fires. There's a potential to bring in people from other places as well. But as you look at this situation, is there anything we should be doing differently so we have less of these fires?
Well, sure. I mean, the big thing is forest management, active forest management. I'll give you a stat that just came out a couple of weeks ago. We had the head of the Forest Service come on in, and I asked him about my fire borrowing bill. So you stop raiding the prevention money. And he looked up and he said, we saved $12 billion with that. Now, that is not money that is sitting around in a pot somewhere. They keep plowing it back. But active forest management is the name of the game.
Now, you mentioned your bill about the tax consequences for people who have lost their homes by wildfire. Talk more about that.
Well, you got to just think about that, what it means for somebody who's a homeowner. You know, here they are, they get hit by a wrecking ball. This fire just, you know, comes in and takes everything from them, and then they turn around and their government says you got to pay expenses, tax expenses, when you try to get your life back. I thought it was a ridiculous effort. I put together a bipartisan bill. It was the last bill that we did. We got a good bipartisan vote on the floor of the Senate. And at least we came home with some news to try to make sure people know that there's going to be some hope when they have a fire.
You know what? And that's one of the things. I think back to Archie Creek now, just a couple weeks shy of 6 years ago, and some of the people I knew personally who lost their homes in that fire. Eventually, when settlements came through, et cetera, then you're trying to regroup, you're trying to start over again, but then having the tax consequence for what is not income, it's actually reimbursement.
Yeah, they're just trying to get their life back together again. And you think about, you know, government, and people obviously are frustrated by a lot of the things that go on in government, and that's why I do all the town hall meetings. I've had 1,100 of them plus now, and then now we're going to be able to say, look, when you lose your home, at least the government isn't going to kick you in the teeth with more taxes.
Want to hit a few other things here. The Iran situation, what's your assessment?
Well, I just think the whole thing is idiocy. You know, I'm on the Intelligence Committee. I'm the longest-serving member of the committee. We had an open session. We don't have very many of them. We talked about the Strait of Hormuz, and all the experts said that we weren't ready to go, that we didn't have a plan. There wasn't something that was in place. And yet Donald Trump just went ahead, and now we're paying a big price at the pump. You know, here we are in the summer, and people want to travel and go see family and stuff, and they're getting clobbered at the gas station.
Do you see this winding down anytime soon?
Well, the president sure doesn't have a plan. You know, I always try to root for the home team and just try to make sure we're doing what's needed to protect national security. And I can't get into classified matters, but I don't think he has a plan. And, you know, he was the one who said that he wasn't for forever wars. And we look like we're just staying there again and again and again, listening to these speeches about how we're winning. And then we have another attack and we're back at it.
One of the things that seems to be back and forth as well is this whole issue of tariffs.
And I'm leading the fight, you know, as the ranking Democrat on the Finance Committee against these tariffs. You know, it's important for us at home to really make sure people know what we're talking about. Tariff is a tax. And these taxes really are hard on small businesses in Oregon. And southwestern Oregon's got a ton of small businesses. There are a couple of, you know, bigger companies, and I get that, and we want them to be healthy, and I try to take, as the senior guy on the tax committee, steps to be helpful to them. The little guys are most of them, and, you know, these tariffs just clobber them, and I predict that, you know, Trump's, you know, agreement, you know, he says he wants to deal with Russia, but he put tariffs in. I don't think he's going to touch Russia, but he's going to put a lot of tariffs on Oregonians.
And that, you know, we've had court rulings on tariffs, then we've had reversals. It seems like we're really, you're not really even confident how long certain tariffs are going to last.
There is no rule of law that the president thinks applies to him in international trade. And I'll just give you the sequence. We had the first vote on the floor of the United States Senate. It's the guy on the Finance Committee. I offered it. I got Republicans to vote for it. We won 51-47. All the senators came running up to me. They said, "We're so excited. You did a great job. Terrific. Wonderful. We're going to win. We're going to win in the courts and the like." And I said, "Not so fast. Donald Trump doesn't care about a ruling. And when we won in the Senate, he didn't care about it. He didn't care about it when it happened in the Supreme Court. And the reality is we're trying to get the refunds now."
Let's hit a couple of other things. We're coming up to the midterm elections, which brings up the SAVE Act. Where are we at on that?
Well, I don't think the Republican senators are going to vote for the SAVE Act because it would really get a lot of opposition among women. I mean, the way that it's structured, you know, women who change their name or something like that would go through bureaucratic razzmatazz like we've never seen before, just trying to be able to vote. So I don't think Republican senators are going to be for it. But he's also going after vote by mail. And I think that's just a big, big mistake. You know, we have pioneered that. I'm the first United States senator elected by mail. I'm a Democrat, as people know, but Gordon Smith was the second. He was a Republican. We worked closely together, and we both said it was good for Oregon, and it's good for people who want a convenient way to vote that has integrity.
You know, one of the aspects about that as well for Douglas County, I think about the very rural areas. And when you go back to a number of years ago when we used to go and vote in person, if you're out in South County or North County, some folks and some that don't always have transportation easily available, you know, you'd have to drive several miles just to be able to vote.
The changes that Trump wants to make in vote by mail would really be bad in rural Oregon, rural from Roseburg and the South in particular, for seniors and disabled folks. They'd have real trouble getting around, and particularly now to do it late and not know exactly how it's going to work. I think it'd be a really colossally bad idea. And we had some, you know, people over the years, it wasn't D's and R's, it wasn't blue and red. It was Oregon has a good idea, and it worked for both parties.
As we are in the August recess, what are your plans while you've got the breakout of D.C.?
Well, we're doing a lot of field air hearings on health care. You know, I told people when we were leaving the office, I said this summer is going to be about health care and fires. You know, health care, you go to these meetings and they're just horror stories. They're nightmares. People can't get, you know, their appointments, you know, scheduled. They have co-payments, deductibles. You know, their kids can't get in to see a doctor. Real shortage of primary care. And it's really been an eye-opener. I've had two of them so far. We're going to host a virtual health care hearing on Sunday to hear from rural Oregonians. Then I'm going to be in Medford. We'll have another hearing and just getting out. And the reality is, Kyle, this for me is something that goes back to the Gray Panther, you know, days, my senior citizen days, and that is that if you and your loved ones don't have your health, everything else goes by the board. In other words, there's nothing else that, you know, people can focus on as a family if somebody is really sick.
As we wrap up, once we get back into the fall season here, what are your priorities over the few weeks ahead of the midterms?
Well, my prediction is going to be it's going to be a fire session. I think a lot of senators are going to come back and they are going to have, you know, accounts of all kinds of serious problems with fire and people just not getting a chance to get their lives back in some areas. And I think there's going to be a lot of anger about it. I think it's going to be a session come Labor Day. It's going to be about fire.
All right. That's about all the time we've got for right now, but we'll check in again soon. U.S. Senator Ron Wyden in Portland this morning. Senator, thanks for being on.
Let's do it again soon, man. Talk to you.
All right. 8:41 at the Morning Report.